Advancing Humanity, the Narrated Philosophy Books. If you haven't grown up listening to wise philosophy books, then something has gone terribly wrong. The world is not meant to be stuck in poverty, and no one should be raised to serve or to be convenient. The number one thing dictatorships always do is get the books out of people's hands. They ban them. They burn them. In more modern nations, it is somewhat backwards. Nobody says a thing when beautiful and powerful books are not narrated, and instead presented as a weight of paper. Nobody protests when culture makes fun of nerds, and the boring and ineffective books are spoon-fed first. Nobody says a word when the cool thing to do is not to be a bookworm. Not even a whoopsie, we didn't notice bookworms were shamed. Or the more common, but really just downright crazy.
Honestly, we just didn't know that making kids read shitty and boring books, then grading them down when they couldn't understand them, would push them away from books later in life.
And it is never about reading later in life. That too is toxic and loaded. Meaningful and life-changing books that help us resume where the previous generations left off must come first. For all those teachers out there that teach us they care, they never seem to appreciate how a young person's vocabulary can multiply from narrated books. Perhaps even before the students know how to read with any fluidity. I suspect many teachers actually make fun of narrated books and push it all away. It is time to make a list of all the best parts of all the most powerful books, and not just narrate them, but perform them, and call it a ready-made gift for the little ones, one that is independent from schools and governments, so that all they have to do to start learning our best lessons is press a button. It is the same gift that a library is, yes, but it is a lot harder to stain it, to make it seem geeky or nerdy or uncool or uneducated. Until we are granting this gift to all the world's young people, the way religious cults grant their gifts, every parent or guardian should make their own and always make sure that it is there. 100, 1,000, or 10,000 powerful books, a play button away, where no bully or teacher that threatens their students with bad grades or being held back or poverty can shame or judge or ridicule a child, a student, for pressing it. Teaching kids to read and write has nothing to do with getting them to listen to narrated books that share or help them inherit all of humanity's most powerful and treasured ideas. That these two are combined in schools is just another stupid mistake. that we teach kids to read and show them the boring books first and then say, well, this is what books are like, is as vile as burning the powerful ones. Because when books are burned, people notice that they are under attack. But when books are made to seem like a chore and boring and optional, that is an attack of the worst kind. That is the equivalent of countering a move, standing not one but two steps ahead and countering it before it is even made. And that is vile. And the move is denial of knowledge and wisdom and dignity and strength and health and future. Forcing all the students to restart at zero as if no previous generation has ever fought for better. The potential for disaster here is so high. It just doesn't matter who, if anybody, when or why, if it's a conspiracy or Project Mayhem or our collective uneducation and arrogance. It only matters that denial of narrated books is happening. That as a result, humanity stands still, circling around mistakes that were already had once or far too many times before. Wake up. We must notice that young people grow without listening to beautiful and powerful books about growing all the way up, all the way up, until they become great beings.